Next Sunday, Mexico will elect a new president. The race is close between leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador and conservative Felipe Calderón. Mexico's electoral system has long been known for fraud, financing irregularities, and outright vote buying. While Mexico has improved dramatically under an independent electoral authority, shadows of its past remain. Michael O'Boyle reports from Mexico City.
The Council of Mexico's Electoral Institute is meeting. It's a little over a week before national elections, and the councilors are discussing possible irregularities that could mar the vote. The president of the institute, or IFE as it is called, assures the nation that these elections will go on without a hitch. Mexico needs a little reassuring right now. For the majority of the 20th century, Mexico was ruled by one party, the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI. It was a regime in no small way supported by electoral fraud. Vicente Fox's victory in 2000 ended the PRI's reign, but vestiges of the old system remain. The non-governmental organization Alianza Cívica is presenting the results of its most recent study on vote buying. Program director Beatriz Camacho says Alianza Cívica found that 7% of Mexicans inscribed in welfare programs had been pressured by political parties to vote for them or risk losing the aid.
They will go with the people who make less than $1 a day. They say, I will give you a handout or include you in a program for your vote. As their vote doesn't mean much to them, it is a very fertile ground to pressure people.
Federal welfare programs have been cleaned up under President Vicente Fox, but the scene at the local level is entirely different. Now, it's not just the PRI that use such tactics. Other parties, including Fox's PAN and the leftist PRD, are also accused of abusing the poor and ignorant. Camacho warns that during this next week, Mexico will see a last-minute vote-buying spree.
We're going to see payoffs with financing, but we don't know where that financing comes from. We will see a considerable increase in pressure on citizens, a constant threat that if you don't vote for a certain party, they will take away the aid.
The independent IFE has been trying to fight such tactics since it was founded in the 90s to replace the pre-state-controlled electoral system. In its first campaign, it tried to convince skeptical Mexicans that their vote was truly secret and free. Street vendors under brightly colored plastic tarps sprawl along the streets of Mexico City's historic center. Street sellers have long been a target of pressure by political parties. Their stands are technically illegal, but they are allowed to sell as long as they make payments to local gang leaders. These leaders pay off police and negotiate with the local government. It's a cycle of corruption that often turns vendors into political pawns. Leaders force them to show up at political rallies or risk losing their spot. 33-year-old Oliver Rivera has sold jeans on the street since he was 15. He says in the past he voted for whom he was told to. But now, he says, most Mexicans have wised up.
I think people have realized what's going on. Before, the system was much more closed, and they would tell you that they were going to write down your ID number and that you had to vote for a certain party. But they were just deceiving us. Now, they may be able to make you go to a political rally, but you can vote for who you want.
Parties may keep trying to get the poor to sell their votes, but it's clear that Mexico is no longer a buyer's market. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.